about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This show is being run by three men. We have Scott, Kyle, Charles. I just love it. All these men handling the dials. I got to tell you, being in my estrogen happy week, this is just all good all around. So I guess, again, to, handle Dr. Dahlia, we need lots of men. So big thanks to the crew. There. I don't think I've ever worked with a woman on this show. I could work with women. I don't really get involved with a lot of the drama. Like when I was waiting tables, a lot of the women, they were doing their little sorority baloney, and I didn't care. I got better tips than all of them anyway. So, they're going to dislike me no matter what. But, I think I could work with a woman, but I've always worked well with men. Oh, man. Men like me, they do. All right, what's this? Your mother-in-law. Oh, okay. Married couples with a mother-in-law living nearby have more children. They say you could thank your mother-in-law for you having more babies. Oh, man. Really? I got to thank my mother-in-law? I don't know if I've ever thanked my mother-in-law. That really would take a lot of guts for me. I'd really have to eat some crow. There's been a lot of things my mother-in-law was actually correct on. I don't know if I ever said, I've said sorry. I've said sorry to her a lot, especially for marrying her son, because I obviously wasn't good enough, but I there's some things I should probably thank her for. She doesn't live near us. No, that's not why I'm going to thank her. Come on, that's mean. Come on, quit being mean. Now, my mother lives near us. I'd love her to live where my mother-in-law lives. They could both be together. But I guess research looked at 300 years of church records, the most recent of which were from 2000. And I guess they looked at sons and daughters tend to marry younger if their mother was alive, and they had more children with less gaps between babies, probably because mother-in-law was an extra pair of hands. Well, that's not really earth-shattering science, is it? Now, they also said, though, historical records show these children are also less likely to die in infancy. Well, of course, if you're having a baby when you're younger and healthier, and if mother-in-law's around or mother's around, the findings showed very little difference if it was maternal mother-in-law or paternal mother-in-law. Mother-in-law. Let me see. That may be due to age. Men tend to marry later than women. Their mothers are also likely to be older, meaning they may be less able to help their grandmother. So they think a mother's mother provides the greatest benefits. My mom gave me just as much guilt trips and than my mother-in-law. So I really see no difference. Honestly, mother-in-law equal. And I really should have listened to my mom more because I was very snotty when I first had my kids. And I said, but I'm a doctor. I know how to take care of a kid. I'm a doctor. And my mom gave me that look like now I give my kids, like, are you kidding me? You think a textbook teaches you how to raise a child? And I'm like, but I learned during my pediatric, rotation that you actually do not feed a child more than 2.5 ounces because they'll get fat. And my mom's like, oh, to heck with that. You feed them when they're hungry, I would argue with my mom that she didn't agree with the textbook. And, I feel bad. I really should tell my mom, sorry. And then I just disagreed with my mother-in-law because she was my mother-in-law. I was like, look, I got a mother. That's enough. So whatever you have to say, just tell daddy. Just tell, my husband. And then my husband would try to tell me. I'm like, really? I'm the one that gave birth to this baby. You're going to tell me what to do? Sorry, man. So I was stupid. I was stupid, and I'm afraid my kids are going to do the same thing to me. And I'm going to be playing the doctor card, the previous mother card, and the grandma card. But I'm going to be mother-in-law because I have two boys. So God willing, they get married and have kids. I'm going to be mother-in-law. Oh, I've never wanted to. Oh, that's going to be horrible. Not to mention right-winged mother-in-law. So if my kids marry a liberal, I'm dead in the water. She's not going to listen to a thing I say. She's going to say, no, Obamacare is going to take care of my baby. And I'm going to say, no, Obamacare is not going to feed your baby. You're going to have to breastfeed. What are you going to do? All right. So I guess, you know, for those of us that do have a mother or mother-in-law, be nice, you know, because we all become one day as well. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This drought that the U.S. is in, they say, is the biggest since 1956. We're going to talk about that. We don't think we're at Dust Bowl level yet, but boy, does this seem like deja vu to you? We're also going to be talking about dental fillings in children may cause them to have slight behavior problems. Why? Because the dental fillings may be releasing BPA. I got to tell you, there's BPAs everywhere. BPA here, BPA there. They should actually probably do children's stories, you know, like BPA. You know what, that's not even, it's not even going to come out funny. I don't even know why I'm starting down that path. That's not even going to be a funny joke. All right. Four cancer drugs recalled due to glass particles. Yes, it's very rare that a joke of mine isn't funny. Yeah, and you all witnessed it. I stopped it. I stopped before I made a non-funny joke. Did you see that? Very, very smooth on my end. All right, I don't know why we have glass in our cancer drugs. What else do we have here? Moms who use fertility drugs may have shorter kids. Also, it looks like, was it Delta Airlines where they were trying to serve turkey sandwiches, but they found a bunch of needles in them? I don't know why. We were also talking about earlier in the show, where a gentleman, the gentleman that has the largest penis in the world, was stopped by the TSA for having a suspicious package in his pants. We'll talk about that. As you can see, very busy day. So please call in with your questions or your emails at drdahlia.com or call in at 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 16th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.81.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.20.88, $8.10.44 for a half ounce, or $405.22 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.20.88, $8.10.44, and $405.22.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Very weird. The drought appears to be getting worse. We have so many sources here. CNN, Daily Mail. Let's go to a couple of these because there's kind of some striking figures here that I'm a little nervous about. They say next week the eastern Midwest is predicted to get less than 0.25 inches of rain, down from the original forecast, which was 0.75 inches of rain. Per Drew Lerner, meteorologist for World Weather Inc., they are saying that the Midwest, this drought has been the biggest since 1956. They say the atmospheric high pressure ridge was locked over the western plains and western Midwest and was poised to remain stable, blocking moisture from entering the crop belt and leading to a buildup of heat. Now, CNN is reporting that the Mississippi River is feeling low. They also say that ponds are drying up. Cattle, they're actually having to ship water in for cattle because many ponds are dried up. They say 55% of the country was in at least moderate short-term drought in June for the first time since December 1956, when 58% of the country was in moderate to extreme drought. They say the hot, dry weather in June last month, which ranked as the third driest month nationally in at least 118 years, as, of course, made the problem worse. So not only are we in a drought, but of course the hot weather. They say U.S. field crops is expected to show further deterioration in corn and soybeans as drought expands to areas of the U.S. Midwest that had so far escaped dry conditions. Let me see. And, of course, we're expecting food prices to go up. I mean, I live in an area where it's just year-round drought. I mean, I live in, you know, southern Nevada. But we're seeing southern Midwest, eastern Midwest states like Arkansas, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, southern Illinois seeing devastation on their corn and soybean crops. Even South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, southwest Minnesota, southern and western Iowa, western Illinois, southern Wisconsin. That's where they're keeping their eyes on in the next couple weeks. They're going to call on Congress to expedite passage of the Farm Bill. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn says seven more counties will be designated Monday as disaster areas, in addition to 26 already on the list, and farmers can hopefully apply for federal relief funds. In Arkansas, they say where the National Drought Mitigation Center reported that ranchers are having to haul water for cattle because ponds have dried out and wells can't keep up with their demands. They say 71% of the U.S. is classified as abnormally dry or worse as of June. This is double than a year ago. They say the worst hit areas are southern to central Rockies, central plains, states in the Ohio Valley. Let me see here. Yeah, no, scary stuff. Scary stuff. Now, you know, we did have some thunderstorms in parts of the country. In Vegas this week, we had some pretty nasty lightning. I guess two football players were killed in Houston because they were struck dead by lightning while trying to find shelter under a tree during a storm. Apparently, they had been playing in a men's league game on a field in Aldine, Texas. Storm had begun roughly at noon. One of the players died immediately at the scene. A second man pronounced dead on arrival. Third man treated in the hospital for severe burns. You know, we every now and then on the show we review what you should do during during a thunderstorm. I mean, of course, I would, you know, always check the weather. We always say getting hit by lightning is so rare, and it is. You know that it's easier to, I don't know, get struck by lightning to win the lottery or vice versa. So we always talk about how rare it is, but when it happens, it happens. And it could actually, lightning can hit you sometimes miles away from the storm. They also say count the seconds between seeing lightning and hearing thunder. If the lightning comes less than 30 seconds or the thunder from the lightning, there's a threat, because you see lightning first and then you hear the sound of the thunder. They say kind of do the 30-second rule. Personally, I just say get the heck away. They say if thunderstorms are in the forecast, postpone or cancel outdoor activities, especially golf and rod fishing. No joking. This is from BBC News. Well, they think some of us, you know, we don't realize that there's metal there. If a storm is approaching, they always say take cover inside or in a car with windows wound up. They say avoid convertibles, isolated trees, sheds. Boaters and swimmers should get to shore as quickly as possible because you don't want to get electrocuted in the water. Water conducts electricity. Get away from pipes and phone lines. Only make calls in an emergency. Don't be out there going, oh, wow, look, it's hailing. Oh, look, ooh, that's a good one. Ooh, that's a good one. Did you see that? Get off your phone. All right, get off your phone. You make a phone call if you need to in an emergency. You may want to avoid taking a bath, shower, dishwasher, because if lightning strikes the house, it could send the electricity through the metal plumbing, and here you are, wet, doing dishes. You don't have to tell me twice. I don't have to do dishes at all. I'll let those sit. All right. They also say if a thunderstorm is coming, unplug appliances, because lightning can cause power surges. If the lights go out, use they say, that's interesting, if the light goes out, use a torch rather than a naked flame of a candle. Because candles, well, how do you do a torch? I have lighters and I have candles. I don't have a torch. Kind of like a castle type torch, they say do that. Huh, less of a fire risk. If you are caught outside a thunderstorm, find a low spot away from trees, fences, and poles. If your skin tingles and hair stands on end, they say lightning is about to strike. Crouch down, balancing on the balls of your feet, placing hands on knees with head between them, your own knees. What was that, airplane movie? All right, heads between the knees, everybody. Your own knees, father. All right, let's see. Crouch down, balancing on the balls of your feet. Stop the giggles. placing hands on knees with head between them. This kind of makes you into the smallest target possible. Kind of fetal type position type of thing. Minimizes also contact with the ground because the only thing touching the ground are the balls of your feet. Do not put up an umbrella in the middle of a thunderstorm or use your cell phone. British Medical Journal last month illustrated the dangers of a case where a 15-year-old was struck while using her mobile phone. She suffered cardiac arrest, burst eardrum. She is alive, but she's in a wheelchair. If you have been hit by lightning, then call for help. You are going to need medical attention. Of course, we just discussed this a week or two ago, what to do if there's a person who's been hit by lightning. I would just, you know, quickly touch them with a twig, something wood to make sure they aren't still, you know, conducting electricity. Immediately get them on their back. Be very careful with their neck. You have to be careful moving them. But in case you have to start CPR, call 911. We talked about CPR and what to do. If you don't know how to do the breaths, that's okay. We're just doing chest compressions now. Find the nipples, the center of the nipples, or where the nipples would be prior to breastfeeding. All right, center of the chest, men, women, etc. About an inch, inch and a half chest compressions. One hand over the other with your palm. Do the chest compressions, right? If you could, just keep chest compressing. If you don't know your 15 versus 2, like the old type of CPR, that's fine. And hopefully this doesn't happen. But it's such a shame because people, they run for the trees. They run for shelter and they never think they're going to get hit by lightning. But three men hit by the storm that happened to Dallas. Dallas is, or Houston. Texas gets a lot of thunderstorms. So we'll keep you posted as we hear more about the drought and about, we'll just keep you posted if we hear more. That's what we do. Look, I got 3 hours a day of radio. Trust me. I'm going to keep you guys posted. I got really nothing better to do. Okay. I could talk about my mother-in-law or my mother, but no, that's not what you need to know. I got to inform you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Android users, we have a free Dr. Dahlia app. I recommend you download it so that if you do miss any of the Dr. Dahlia show, don't consider yourself lucky. Just consider yourself uninformed and get informed by listening to the Dr. Dahlia show. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and you can download it. All right, so four cancer drugs were recalled due to glass particles. Hospira Incorporated has issued a nationwide recall of four of its injectable cancer drugs because of particles embedded in the glass at the neck of the vial. The drugs are carboplatin, cytarabine, paclitaxel, and methotrexate. They have been distributed to wholesalers and direct customers. The FDA said there may be potential for the drugs to come into contact with the embedded particles, and the particles may become dislodged in the solutions. All right. Signs and symptoms. If glass is injected into you, would obviously be bleeding, bruising, inflammation, itching, rash, chest pain, respiratory symptoms. Don't know how that happened. They think it was a supplier glass defect, and they said it's arranging for return and replacement of all recalled products. People, get a clue. Didn't we in the olden days used to inspect each bottle? Didn't we look at things first? Well, hopefully medical staff is looking before they inject. Oh, that's crazy. Glass, really, people? All right, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. The TSA thinking the man with the biggest penis in the world has a suspicious package. They handled it pretty professionally. 1-877-DOCDALI.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin.
Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of Eat Foods Quick Fix Easy to Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So really quickly here, dental fillings now may be releasing BPA. Remember, BPA could be linked to cancer, could be linked to endocrine disorders. BPA is on everything. We find it on money. We find it on receipts. We find it in our plastics. Well, now they say children who receive a common type of dental filling with this composite could be releasing BPA, and they have found that these children may have slightly worse social behavior 5 years later compared to those who had different fillings. They say some tooth-colored fillings in those composites were associated with worse social behavior in children age 11 to 16 at the end of the study. Well, wait a second. Aren't teenagers already, you know, don't... So if a kid has a cavity, then they become a teenager, and they say, well, you know, their behavior is different. That's called being a teen. They say the composites that were associated with these problems include a chemical called bis-GMA or chemical bisphenol A or BPA is used to create bisglycinate. Are you guys getting all this? I know. BPA has been used in making hard plastic food containers. They line metal food and beverage cans. Some studies suggest that BPA, this is, comes from WebMD, mimics the effect of the hormone estrogen and may affect reproduction and development. Environmentalist groups say it should not be used in any products children use. But BPA is everywhere. It's in the air. It's in the water. It's in the dust. They say right now these findings should not affect dental practices at the time. They need additional studies. Yeah, you know, remember there was a big issue with, you know, mercury fillings and metallic fillings. And so they said, well, this is supposed to be safer. I think overall it is. I mean, honestly, kids will have an attitude when they become a teenager. So if they're going to have an attitude anyway, I mean, they might as well have the cavities filled. Let me see. They say the study looks more closely at some data gathered during the New England Journal Amalgam trial. Amalgam are silver fillings compared. But anyway, let me read this because whoever wrote this worded it much better than I could say it if I try to paraphrase. Okay. Yeah, I just realized that. Thank you, Dr. Dahlia, for just reading it. Don't try to paraphrase. You mess it up. Just read it. All right. The trial was set up to look at the effects of dental amalgam, the silver fillings, and compare them to other fillings known as composite or tooth-colored over 5 years and then follow up in more than 500 children. They looked at the effects of the amalgam on the brain and kidney and any psychological effects. They found no harmful effects, but they did find worse behavioral outcomes for those who had the fillings that weren't amalgams. I guess we got to get the amalgams. All right. Is that a dorky word? Amalgam? Is it pronounced amalgam, maybe? Amalgam. You know, when you're British, you can mispronounce something and it doesn't sound like it's mispronounced. The amalgam. There were 12 types of composite fillings studied. You see, you can mispronounce something, but when it's British, it sounds all good. All right. What did the children do? Oh, okay. They had more anxiety, depression, social stress, interpersonal relation problems. The link was stronger when the fillings created with BPA were on chewing surfaces. When the fillings were on chewing surfaces, wear and tear of the filling over time may be more likely. I grind my teeth. My teeth are flatter than flat. And I don't know if it's because I'm, you know, upset at Washington and what's going on with healthcare reform or if I just grind in my sleep. But I've been told by a dentist that I probably couldn't get a cavity if I wanted to because my teeth are so flat and ground down. I need to stop that because I have horrible TMJ. You know, in medical school, I was having jaw pain. And in medical school, we learn that you're at risk for jaw pain, or a group of individuals at risk for jaw pain are those that chew gum, eat hard candy, or perform oral sex. So I had no idea because I missed that day in class. So we were talking about the jaw or dental, and I raised my hand like I always did, and I should have learned to stop raising my hand to keep my mouth shut. So I raised my hand, and I said, you know, I have horrible TMJ. I don't know why. I mean, this is horrible. What could have caused it? And, of course, you know, the class starts giggling, and the teacher looks at me, and I'm like, no, I was a good girl. I mean, I didn't know, but I should have kept my mouth shut. So a lot of people, they think if you have TMJ, it's because, you know, you were, you know, kind of a hoochie mama. But no. I think I have TMJ because I just really, really grind my teeth. And I don't get mad. I don't get mad very often. If I do get mad, I cry, you know. I'll cry, but I don't get mad. I don't yell and scream too much. You know, I know I pretend to, you know, just kind of look like a cool parent to all you guys with my kids. But honestly, you know, I think a lot of the things my kids do are actually really funny. So whereas you would yell at them, I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. One of my kids was walking around with a piece of paper saying pen 15, and it was a joke. Right. And if you look at the 15 and change the numbers to letters, I don't know, he did something. And I just burst out laughing when I really should have yelled at him because that was a very inappropriate thing to write. But I don't yell that much. But unfortunately, I really internalize when I get ticked. And one way to internalize your anger and one way in which it comes out and projects would be migraines. And I get migraines. Sometimes you could get reflux and abdominal pain, which a lot of men will seem to get, and grinding your teeth. So I grind my teeth a lot. That I hate that. I got to stop that. And you want to know what? Many oral surgeons or dentists will say, before we make you a bite or a guard, I want you to mentally, you know, try to do behavioral therapy and stop. Because if you put the guard in your mouth, you'll sit there and chew on the guard. You know when we used to put bleaching trays in our mouth? When they're in your teeth, you just knead at them. And so your teeth kneads at those dental trays. That's what I would do. So my oral surgeon, Dr. Stephen Sachs, he told me, anytime you notice yourself grinding your teeth, you know, during the daytime, stop it. I don't care whether you have to smack yourself in the face or what, but stop it. And I didn't realize how much I grind my teeth during the day. And I can tell you right now that the guys working on the show right now, Kyle, Charles, Scott, everybody helping me, I'm sure they grind their teeth too. Oh, man, Dr. Dahlia's bringing this up again. But that's something that we need to do. Just stop grinding your teeth. Now, another thing that I think is a problem that nobody's diagnosed or brought up, I have a lot of problems. Accessory nipple. No, I don't have an accessory nipple. When I sleep, my jaw pushes to one side, and then I wake up with jaw pain. I wonder if the mechanical force of that subluxation is really hurting the muscles and some of the ligaments. And I wonder if there's a special pillow that somebody should patent. I know I have all these great ideas, and I just give them away on air. But good, if you guys could make something of this, go for it. They need to make a special pillow where your jaw doesn't jet forward or to the side. And I think that will help with a lot of TMJ. Wouldn't it? I think that's a great idea. I know. You see, I come up with these ideas. What did President Obama say today? Oh, you're lucky you're not clever. If you're successful, it's because you were either born into wealth or I don't know what baloney he was saying. I was really fed up with that. I think a lot of us are clever. I think a lot of us are creative, and we do what we can do, and we get to where we need to go. True. You know, there's people that are born to rich families like the Trumps or the Gates, and they'll probably, you know, be rich, and their children will be rich as long as they don't squalor the money. You know, I was watching, I was listening to a Chris Rock, one of his stand-ups a long time ago, and was it him who said there's a difference between being wealthy and rich, right? You could become rich, but it doesn't mean you're wealthy. I don't know. I got to watch it. I know. See, I haven't watched Chris Rock stand up because of the kids. Kids are always running around. I go to bed before the kids. I know one of my favorite stand ups was Eddie Murphy's Delirious back in the 80s. Every time I see that, I'm cracking up, but I can't watch it because of the kids. So, where we were going with this. So we went from dental fillings to TMJ to Obama. It all comes back to Obama, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, that's probably why I'm grinding my teeth. All right, guys, don't go away. Usher's stepson, who is on life support for head trauma, insurance may want to pull the plug. Let's talk about that when we get back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are back and back to the bone. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, DALI. Don't forget Android users. We have a Dr. Dahlia app, free app that you could download. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you want. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Click on the app link. It'll set you up free. I am hoping we'll soon have an iPhone app too. We're working on it though. Take some time. So keep your fingers crossed and we'll rock and roll. All right. So Jonah Falcon, are you guys familiar with him? He is the man with the world's largest penis. Well, apparently he was stopped and frisked at the TSA, by the TSA, because they thought he had a suspicious package in his pants. And this occurred at the San Francisco International Airport on July 9th. He's 41 years old, has been well known. I guess he's been on Howard Stern and, you know, interviewed by so many talk shows. I haven't had him on my show because, honestly, you know, him having the world's largest penis, I don't think is earth-shattering news. It's 9 inches when it's flaccid, and 13.5 inches erect. One of the guards asked if his pockets were empty, and he said yes. And he basically told him, it's my, by the way, I think the, you know, normal is 5 to 6 inches, right? And that's erect. And then it could be about 3 inches flaccid. So, he's big. He's big. Not at the Guinness Book of World Records because they don't, acknowledge, things of this nature. But, apparently the guard stopped him, asked him if he had a sort of growth. He said, no, it's not a growth. It's my blank. He gave me a pat down, made sure to go around my blank with his hands. They even put some powder on my pants, probably a test for explosives. I found it amusing. He said from here on out, he's going to wear bike shorts so these TSA agents could see what it is and not panic. All right. That's Jonah Falcon. Very interesting. Yeah, I know. This is what people have to go through. But we were talking about today how, you know, girls that are overly endowed as teenagers and have big breasts, many of them do have emotional problems later. I know, that's what's wrong with me. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm not saying they all should be getting plastic surgery by any means, but we don't really spend a lot of research or time trying to figure out which girls become overly voluptuous and which don't. But I'm going to tell you, the girls that tend to have early breast development and maybe exaggerated breast development have a certain amount of more body fat pre-puberty. And we've discussed this on my show. I could always tell when an adult was anorexic, when she was a teenager, because her breasts don't fit the size of her body, because less fat produces less sex hormones. But the girls that are overly busty, you know, you really don't have a size zero that's overly busty. That's rare. You usually have these girls that are a little bit more full. And I was extremely skinny right before puberty. Not that y'all want to hear my puberty stories. I was very, very skinny. But then when I went through puberty, I gained a lot of weight. I gained 30 pounds in 1 year. And that fed upon itself. So I went from a double A to I went from a training A to a AB. I don't even think I was ever in an AA to a BC all the way through the, you know, through the, alphabet. And so, you know, I'm wondering if we as physicians and parents and grandparents should make sure that we really watch our young children's weight pre-puberty, especially our girls, because, and you want them to have some fat, because these athletes, we talk about too, like, you know, like these, athletic, gymnasts or figure skaters, all of a sudden they go through puberty, sometimes delayed, because they've had very little body fat, and now their mass is off, their center of gravity is off, and they have a lot of difficulty as adults doing their, you know, doing their flips and their, you know, whatever they do in gymnastics and ice skating. I remember seeing that happen with Oksana Bayul. She was very, very flat and very narrow, and then she started to develop, and it was different for her. Of course it is. You know, you have a whole different body. So they say large breasts can take a mental and physical toll on teens. You know, so it's not all fun and games, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is very interesting. Over the weekend, TMZ had reported that Tamika, the mother of Kyle Glover, divorcing estranged wife of Usher, may not be able to afford to keep the 11-year-old boy on life support much longer. 11-year-old boy was, I believe, inner tubing when he was run over by another boat. And he sustained such head trauma that doctors had declared him brain dead. Now, from what I understand, it's only been a couple weeks. I think he was being pulled in a tube by somebody else in a jet ski. Alcohol was ruled out in the case, drugs, etc. So this poor boy, I believe, and I got to tell you, he was hit in the head by a jet ski while he was inner tubing in Lake Lanier. Declared brain dead days later. Now they're saying that the insurance company may not pay, obviously, to keep him on life support. Probably in August, which means in a couple weeks the family has to decide. Now, you know, I get asked this all the time, well, how much does it cost? I mean, sometimes per day, it could be anywhere from $1,000 to multiple $1,000 a day. It depends on what they're doing, you know, tube feeding. It depends on the apparatus and the bed, et cetera. You know, we've seen amounts. I've seen amounts where insurance companies will pay up to $150,000 a year for life support. Well, that's not that long. So, and from what we understand, the divorce is a pretty nasty one between Usher and ex-wife Tamika. So, unfortunately, we have this little boy who's brain dead. I've been asked, I've been interviewed, any chance of him waking up? I mean, it's rare. I mean, you know, Robin Gibb woke up from his coma, but he wasn't brain dead. You know, that was a coma. And then he ended up dying a week or two later after that. You know, when somebody sustained such brain damage, if the blood doesn't subside, if the area of the brain doesn't get the oxygen that it needs, if the brain has lost blood supply because of the damage, and it's an integral part of the brain, like the brainstem that deals with the heart function and the respiratory function, et cetera, I mean, I've never seen it in my own personal medical experience. But you always wish, you know, you pray. And you pray, it just, to make that decision to take the child off life support and to have to make that decision because insurance may not pay, it's every parent's worst nightmare. But this is exactly one of the reasons why we have such an issue with our healthcare system. I mean, we have the ability, you know, in people that are either comatose or in a vegetative state or brain dead to, you know, still keep them alive. Well, families are making decisions or not, et cetera, and we're grateful we're able to do that. Wasn't there one case, there was one case last year where a gentleman who was declared brain dead, they were about to take out his organs and he woke up. I mean, so it can happen. It can. I'm not sure what this case, from what we understood, the severity of the head trauma was very high. But again, I mean, there's always hope. And I mean, if he's only been, you know, brain dead for 2 weeks, I wouldn't be pulling the plug yet. I'd still give it some time. And we can't tell you. I mean, we can't tell you wait a whole month, wait 2 months, wait 6 months. We can't tell you, you know, but I mean, this one gentleman, they were ready to harvest organs. They were ready to start taking out his organs and he wakes up. What a miracle. That's why I believe in God. When I see things like that, of course I believe in God. Absolutely. You know, to sustain somebody on life support, I mean, it's expensive. And, you know, everybody says, well, we got to cut back on insurance costs and insurance premiums. I mean, I don't know how to pay for health care. When we have the things that we can do, I mean, it is expensive stuff. And, I mean, thank God they do have insurance, but it's going to run out. Money always runs out. So our prayers are with them, and hopefully they'll be able to get through this. All right, guys, stay on up. Stay on board for another hour. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church. All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.